Almost 40 years ago, Rob had passion, drive, and endless enthusiasm. Now you get this. And this is Rad Radio.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com, from one of our 85 Heidis.
Hey, Heidi.
She says, whether you are still a fatty or a skinny Rob, I have bought a Fat Rob tank top.
All right.
To support the Rad Stupid Store.
Superstore.
The image of Fat Rob will be sitting on my large chest, perfectly sticking out for all to see, even if it was short-lived. Yes, we launched the Fat Rob line. It is available at radradio.com in the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
I will update you next hour on my weigh-in yesterday at the doctor's office. Appetite remains back to seemingly normal for me.
Womp, womp.
A little more consumption than prior to quitting alcohol, but certainly much more along what would be my usual state of affairs.
Yeah.
We discussed this in the newest edition of the Probcast, which is posted on Rad TV as we keep rolling out new items almost daily. Is today the at 11 to the behind the scenes of me getting the show ready thing?
Yes. Yeah. So there's two parts of today's release of the behind the scenes videos. The first part is a fun time-lapse video of you walking in the studio, setting everything up, so it's a everything's sped up. And
we use that
cool
fun
music
from the 20s?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And then the second part is actually you hosting your walking through the entire process.
Riveting.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
it is.
So I checked
out. I know it is. No, I know it is. Two people. So, like, to me, it's like I've been doing this for 30 years.
Right.
So I tried to make it as entertaining as possible. I'm like, yes, this is what I do. I highlight things. Yeah.
So I checked out your Robcast, as I love that your wife calls it.
It's called the Probcast for a reason.
I love that. And yeah, God, it brought back memories of just not too long ago of you eating like that and licking bowls. And now look at it.
Who knows? Maybe it'll come back.
Yeah, again, let's hope for it.
We'll get to that next hour-ish. Biggest news story that's going to blow up social media is a headline that says Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction has been overturned. This is specific to a court appeals, an appeals court decision based on his New York case. Nobody that pays attention to anything is surprised by this. The judge was awful in that case. He got what is known as legally a completely biased, unfair trial. They've ordered a new trial for Harvey Weinstein, the face of the Me Too movement. In that case, he's not going anywhere. He's in prison for a rape conviction in California in 2022. That's when the conviction was, not the rape. So he's still in prison for 16 years for that. So everybody's going to freak out. See, the man's getting off. And no, it's just... it's a technicality of our legal system. So when somebody tells you Harvey Weinstein's going free, look at them and tell them they're an idiot, and all you have to do is go past the headline to realize nothing like that.
Just from the maggots, 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 just from the maggots.
If you're a maggot, and you're listening to us, or you are. If you have jokes, email us, rad@radradio.com. Don't call. You can't tell jokes.
Sorry.
We begin with 14-year-old Athena.
Yeah, Athena.
She says someone was killed with a starter pistol. Police think it might be race-related.
That's funny. Yes.
Do those shoot real bullets, or is it just like a fake cap, like a blank?
They shoot blanks.
Okay.
At high school track meets, it's a real bullet.
Yes, at the Boston Marathon, they shoot a bullet into the sky, and they make wagers on which one of the thousands of runners will be killed when the bullet comes down into their skull.
Unless the person firing off the gun is the armorer from Rust, then
deep cut.
Google it.
This is from 10-year-old Lily.
Hey, Lily.
So you could have just gone with the guy firing the pistol as Alec Baldwin.
Yeah,
that's all you had to do. All you had to do.
He didn't put the bullet in the gun.
I know, but it's funny.
It would have been way funnier.
It's relatable. It's slightly slanderous, so I could have gotten a call from my attorney.
I'll make a note for next time. Alec Baldwin.
Doesn't anyone in that case just need to say allegedly, and you won't get the call?
Sure. from 10-year-old Lily.
Hi, sweet Lily.
What do demons eat for breakfast?
What?
Deviled eggs.
Devil.
It's true, actually. I kind of like deviled eggs in the morning. Here are Big D's submission of dad jokes. I think Big D maybe has changed his meds because, I mean, he really brought it today. He gave me a ton of choices.
Do you know him to be on meds?
Oh, he's a little crazy, right?
What's he going to do? Is he going to sue me? He can't even afford a lawyer.
My God.
That's not true. He's into the big candy business now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And electrician.
God. And isn't there HEPA or what is it? HIPAA?
HIPAA? HIPAA filter.
Hey, I can't violate HIPAA. Come on, don't do this to me. We went over this during COVID left and right. If Big D told me he was on anti-anxiety medications, which he never has, and I shared it on the radio, that is not a violation of HIPAA.
Right, because
he told me.
Yeah.
Kind of not cool.
Exactly.
All right, today's dad jokes. I'm not saying, by the way, that these are great or anything. They're still dad jokes. But what do strippers say at the end of the night?
What?
Sorry, we're clothed now.
Speech impediments.
Actually, that's not true. They usually ask for a warm washcloth.
You gotta get it warm? Jeez.
Those are the high-end strippers.
Yeah.
What role could Tom Cruise never play?
What?
Very topical punchline here. A dentist, because he can't handle the tooth.
Nice.
Hashtag 87? 92? I'm not sure.
92, I think.
I bought the wrong processor for my computer. I didn't have the right Intel.
It's all right. I prefer an M2.
Yeah.
One of the hardest things about being old is trying to keep up with pronouns. I had a hard enough time keeping up with the amateur nouns.
That's cute.
I like the amateur better. Way more raw.
Bugs Bunny won't accept files on Google Drive. He'll only accept a WhatsApp doc.
Right. Okay. I mean, they are dad jokes.
True. To that point, I've been seeing a counselor who uses dad jokes for therapy. He's a psychologist.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh.
My mom and dad were quite the opposite. My mom was always right, and my dad left. Borderline orphan joke.
Almost.
I know.
Qualified as a dad joke. The irony almost causes the universe to implode on itself. Dennis wants to get in on the Rob's weight jokes while he can. Says Rob was lying on the beach, and the lifeguard approached him to kindly leave the beach. Rob questions why, what's wrong, and the lifeguard says it's getting late in the day and the tide would like to come in.
Oh, man.
Jameson says he was inspired send in this joke because of the Dr. Rob letters we've had all this week, ranging from the woman who's nervous to meet the friend's wife who they're doing OnlyFans together to dude doing bestiality films. Oh, not yeah. Doing bestiality, but who knows. By the way, no updates on any of these Dr. Rob emails. Very disappointing. So this is as close as we get. Jameson says, my wife has made so much money from her OnlyFans account that I've been able to quit my job, buy a sports car, buy a boat, and I play golf 5 days a week. My question is, when should I tell her she has an OnlyFans page? These are from Toby.
Oh, gosh, hey, Toby.
Yesterday, I purchased a world map. I gave my wife a dart. I said to her, throw this. And wherever it lands, we're going on vacation. Turns out, we're spending 2 weeks behind the fridge.
All right.
Whoops. Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, well, Lord.
With the rise in self-driving cars, it's only a matter of time until there's a country song where a guy's truck leaves him.
Went off cliff on autopilot.
All right, this is from Trevor.
Hi, Trevor.
What does a Gen Zer's kid say the first time they see milk that says 2%?
What?
Mom, this milk needs to be charged. All right, now this one.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll see if this lands. I'll explain why it didn't land with me at first.
Oh.
It took me a second, but I want to tell you first because it might taint you.
All right.
So pool I swimming day went, other to the day, and I tried some new strokes.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
I got it.
Yeah, okay. See, as I was reading it, I thought, oh, it's a terrible voice to text joke.
Nope,
it's absolutely right. So pool I swimming day, other to the day, and I tried some new strokes.
Mm-hmm. See, dude, having a stroke.
Dude's a stroke.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. God.
Okay.
Yeah. See, Kyle finds it funny finally because... It's a stroke victim.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you hear me laughing?
So Dawn.
No, thanks.
Yeah, because, Dawn, she has to pretend to like not take any joy in anyone's pain. Make the person a pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
Or a man.
There you go.
Great. Men equal pedophiles.
That's lovely. On Dawn's moral scale.
Huh.
Yes. These are from Alan.
Laughter, man.
A woman was explaining to me the reasons she doesn't wear a bra, and I have to say, she had some good points. I asked my wife for 69 last night. She said we'd compromise and instead we would do 11-6-30, which she explained is we both lay on our side of the bed, we sleep, and 6:30 is when she has to get up for work in the morning.
All right.
Jokes, email us, RAD@radradio.com. We're going to play Master Movies right now for a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. We're going to give you a clip from a movie. You just have to tell us the title of the movie, and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. If you win the tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing tomorrow morning during Bad Radio in the 9 a.m. hour to have your seats upgraded to the front row. 888-989-9811 for Master Movies right now.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.